Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06. That's still Roger. I don't know why this thing sounds a little muffly.
David,
does it sound the way to you?
A little. Yeah, that's why mine was lower this morning when we started.
Well, now you're going to be hosting co-hosting with RJ, right?
That's right. Yes.
Well, when you guys get in here and you start doing, are you going to run the board or Hawkey?
I'm going to let Hawkey do it.
Okay, we'll find out.
Even though it's new, you know, I haven't run the new board.
It's all the same. It's all the same. The only difference is that. For me, anyway, is to cue something up. You have to have the headphones on, and you cue it here. It's not just coming out of the speaker like it used to.
Oh, okay.
So you got to put it on here. You can cue it there. The only other issue on that one is I don't understand. It does seem muffled.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm,
it seems like the levels coming out of here
aren't
as loud.
Maybe it's quieter. Maybe it's filtered. Maybe that's the term. I don't know what it is.
Haven't gotten any complaints on it.
No. It's
sometimes,
not that.
When we got the new board last week, you know, I was getting some messages saying, hey, it sounds like your audio is a little high.
I had a trivia question last week, and let me ask you this.
Yeah.
25 years ago, this food product is making a comeback right now. After it first debuted in 1971 or
cottage
so.
Cottage cheese.
No. Because of the meat shortage.
Ooh, meat shortage. Hmm.
This food, this
Spam.
Box.
Spam. No. Spam.
Excuse me. This boxed food product. What was it? Yeah. Hamburger Box. Helper.
Oh,
because of the prices now, it's coming all back. Well, to my point on these microphones.
Love Hamburger Helper.
I'm not used to these being as filtered and being clean. Like, I grew up with a Hamburger Helper Fettuccine Alfredo. I thought that was the stuff.
So good.
And when I had real Italian fettuccine, it went right through me.
Say something, Christian.
Hello.
He's clear. You sound, we sound muffled on our deal. Again, I don't know what it is. If we, you know what, I told Roger, start pushing buttons. Pushing buttons. He'll figure it out. At some point, he'll hit it. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-103-7. We want to thank Trader Bills for sponsoring Chris. I don't know if we're going to hear from Pat Bradley today or not. We've got Cannon McCosial brought to you by Ortho Arkansas on the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah. We got Graffiti at 8:30 brought to you by Finch Brokers. And Bill Vickery calling in from New York.
You know we've got to finish the lyric. We got
to brought to you by Chevy Dealers of Arkansas. Yes, somebody says, matter of fact, Christian, somebody says, text me about the tickets I won from Finish the Lyric 2 weeks ago. So there you go. Somebody says Baz's mic is way too low.
I can't help it.
Yeah, just look right.
It's nothing that I can do. I tell you what, can you... And I'm sorry. I'm not sorry because I think it's just filtered.
You sound clear there when you're right up on it, but Matt,
how about now?
Let's see here. Always thought, but we won't read that one just in case. There we go. That's better.
I hear it.
That's better.
It's clearer now.
So now you know.
Yeah,
just turned it all the way up.
All I'm doing.
Am I in the red?
You're not in the red. Justin's not. Acree's not here this week, but he's listening.
Roger,
that might have been his drone in my backyard.
Let's get some messages here. Roger, I'm going to try to make it a Trivia Tuesday. Is there a fee to play or cover charge?
No. No fee, no charge, no nothing. All you got to do is just come and be willing to have fun.
Here's one. Hey, guys, where can I get one of the Morning Mayhem posters with Ella on it? We have not done posters for Ella McDowell yet, but we might in time. We did that for Bree Ellis last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those were pretty cool. People are loving Roger's song that he did.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll play it again at some point.
Yeah, we'll play it in this hour.
What was it? When did you text him about this originally?
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. So you wrote it
about 3. Before I went to bed.
And
then
you recorded it this morning.
I recorded
at 4 a.m.
That's right. Outstanding.
5:45.
That's what it sounded like.
That's it.
Here's one from the 501. Congrats to the Arkansas Tech men's baseball team for making it to the GAC Championship Series at home beginning this Friday against East Central Oklahoma. It's a 3-game series Friday and Sunday, if necessary, at Baswell Field in Russellville. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Congrats.
Somebody said, please play Phil's call. Have we played that yet?
We haven't played it yet.
So if you missed it yesterday, you had a freshman, Christian Turner, 19 years old, with a walk-off homer. They were down 4-3, one out. I think it was Souza that had like 9 foul balls to get on base. Dave Van Horn said that was a key, you know, at bat. And then the freshman steps up. I don't think he'd had a hit since Alabama series. And so the most unlikely of heroes gets it done and gets the series win against Oklahoma. The Razorbacks women The Razorback women, rather, beat Texas for the first time ever in Austin, and they get the series
defending
win there.
Champs, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's a really positive feel for this weekend. I mentioned ULR won their series over the weekend, and I'll hit a couple of others. Today is National Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. You Star Wars guy, Chris?
Yes, I actually watched the first one, A New Hope, yesterday with my son, yesterday afternoon.
So you're a Star Wars. You're Star Wars versus Star Trek, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It's National Bird Day. What's your favorite bird, Raj?
I'd have to say the state bird of Arkansas, the mockingbird.
Okay.
What about you, Chris?
I'm going with the cardinal.
The cardinal. What about cardinal, you, Christian?
That's a hard question to answer. There's so many birds.
There's so many great birds out
there.
We love a good hummingbird, don't we? Look how
hawks are pretty cool.
Yeah. What is the most famous? What is the most famous bird in sports? Yeah, eagle
in sports.
Maybe cardinals.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
I tell you what,
blue jays.
There's an underrated bird that I don't think gets enough.
Oriole
and down in Orioles are awesome. There's an underrated, and it is a sport. It's a mascot of a team in North Florida, UNF. They are the Ospreys.
Incredible.
They dive like a couple of feet down.
Not a crane.
And pick up fish. Yeah. They're incredible birds.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Well, speaking of cardinals, real quick, I was at a couple of ball games at Junior Deputy over the weekend for James Hale, my little six-year-old grandson. I guess that's six and five, maybe. I don't know what their team is. But anyway, one of their coaches, Robert Cascio, his son Baker's on that team. He's an attorney here in Little Rock, Robert Cascio, and he listens to the show. So thank you very much, Robert Cascio.
Yeah, I drove by there, and it was so packed. You know, that the junior deputy there on Cantrell, it's been there forever. Yeah. And they've got like three or four little fields, and it is jam-packed with cars.
Shout
and,
out. Thank you.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Also, by the way, a National Orange Juice Day and National Firefighters Memorial Day.
So. Orange juice, pumice, or no? Pulp, not pumice. Pumice is in your soap.
Soap,
yeah. Pulp.
So no pumice, pulp.
No pulp. Will you go pulp?
I'll go light pulp. I'm cool with the light
pulp.
I'll do a little light pulp.
I like a little light pulp.
Congratulations to Oakland for wrapping up their season this weekend. Yeah, and they did the little Auld Lang Syne.
Did they?
Yeah.
Happy Trails?
No, it's the...
It is Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah. At the very end, the horses all face the crowd, and they do it for the last time. They're the only one that does it in the country. But again, another Oakland horse finishes a win, place, or show in a Triple Crown race. And really, you could have won that thing. Acree came out the other day and just said, no, there's no way he's going to win. Nope, he has no chance. I mean, and I'm telling you, it was because he knew what we were going to do. We were going to wear that out just like we did the
cow,
the basketball.
So it came so close. And I saw where he retweeted something that said, I underestimated, how good that horse was. It was a strong closing.
He had to. Listen, that was a great preemptive to stop us from jumping all on him, which is obviously is not going
to
happen.
Are you surprised it took this long to have a female trainer win the Kentucky Derby? I don't know how many female trainers there are.
I don't know. That's probably the thing. I just don't know how many there
probably
are.
Probably the good old boy club, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, and that's where she started her. She apparently got a lot of training under a lot of good trainers, and then she ended up buying or starting her own.
But you know what? This could be the impetus of more of them getting in there. Or maybe we've heard them, and somebody just think what with the lineage? Because I think I heard of the because two horses scratched. I want to know this: how come two horses scratched, or at least a horse scratched?
Well, you saw one of them.
18. So 18 horses in the field, but one horse had the number 22 or 23. I didn't catch all that. But 18 of those horses have secretariat.
I saw that.
18 of the 19.
Did you see how one of them were scratched? He threw he jumped up and threw the jockey off him and fell on his side, on his back. Yeah.
Hasn't every Kentucky Derby winner had secretariat's lineage or something in it?
I don't know how far you go back. I'm looking at online right now to see if I have any of secretariat in me.
Yeah, I saw that stat. I thought, wow, that's interesting.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, but anyway, as far as the ladies go, this right here. She's now, people are going to look at her like they did, his name, McVay with the Rams. When he was the youngest coach, let's go to him, let's see what's
happening. They will be paying attention to her because, not that they have been female, there's female trainers. Frank he's got a female trainer that does it, that worked for him.
We see a lot of ladies at Oakland all the time. I don't know what their position is. They could be trainers. I just don't know.
But they haven't won
the Kentucky Derby before.
I take that back. One other woman had won one of the Triple Crown races, I think, a couple years ago, but it was not the Kentucky Derby.
So is Secretariat the first and only female owner, or have there been more female owners?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All right, speaking of Secretariat, officially sired 663 registered foals.
Yeah. Wow.
Stud career began back in 1974 and ended.
So did Basil.
Concluded when he died in 1989.
Coming up in a few minutes, we will.
He was 14.
We will replay Roger's amazing song.
Thank you, David.
You know, it's like Justin Moore. You know, you turn around and look, there's Justin Moore's hit, his 14th number one hit, and all of a sudden.
Thank you.
You know, all of a sudden, next thing you know, Roger goes, whoa, whoa! There is a historic song. It makes me want to play American Pharoah, too. You know,
and played it last week. I heard it. Sounded as good as it did when we all first heard it.
Let's play. Let's hear some sound. Let's go ahead, Chris, if we can. Let's play the Phil Ellison for those that haven't heard his call. He takes a little bit different angle at what he says. The other guy from the National, of course, you know, Phil knows all these guys personally.
Sure.
So I think there's a much more personal feel to it when Phil makes the call.
Sure.
Plus, he's the voice of the Razorbacks. But let's hear that. It was a great call by Phil.
The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Kristen Turner is the hero. And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year. Oh, my goodness. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Pitch. It's Kristen Turner with a huge moment. They'll mob him at the plate. The Hogs take 2 out of 3. And they will not hold the Hogs from the third base dugout. Now they're going to celebrate right in front of Ole Miss. Enjoy that scene, Rebels. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness me.
So that was a great call. Let's go ahead back-to-back. Let's go ahead and play this with the one that was on TV. Listen to the crowd. The crowd's a little bit, you can hear it a little bit more in the TV broadcast, if you will.
Turner battling. And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's goal! Look-off winner!
This is the crowd.
Kristen Turner!
They just let it play out. Let the net sound go.
Love it.
And they're celebrating right in front of the Ole Miss dugout, too. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So that was, you got two great calls there. Do we have the crazy call from the hockey game?
We do not have that yet.
You found
it. I sent that to Christian.
I haven't got to grab it yet.
Yeah. That one is the guy. Where is he?
It was Friday night.
Yes.
It was the Canadiens and the Lightning in overtime in Montreal.
Yeah.
And no goals have been scored all game.
It was from the Canadian?
No, it was from the Lightning.
It was from the Lightning.
It forced game 7.
Did we get the answer?
Okay, I was looking for the Canadian call.
No.
Okay, it was the Lightning call.
It was the Lightning
call.
Yeah, he sort of loses his mind there, Roger. Now, did we get whatever question he threw out at us?
So, Christian, say the question again in the break.
What is the nickname of the Canadians? The Montreal Canadians, what is their other nickname?
And it's an H?
Yeah, it starts with an H.
Oh, it's a Montreal Canadiens.
Close. Bass?
I have no clue.
Is it a food? Have we heard the word before?
Well, yeah. Well, give me a
little French.
It's short for a French word, so probably haven't heard the name before.
Okay. It's short for a French word.
Yeah. It's a nickname for a French word.
Okay.
But it's what instead of saying go Canadians, they say go.
Yeah. They're maybe more commonly referred to as this Hairpins? By their fans.
Yes.
Hairpin Harland.
Habs.
What?
H-A-B-S.
What does that mean?
I believe it's short for habitant.
Yeah, which les habitants.
Yeah, which is like Canadians, habitants.
I feel like Doc Holliday. I hate him more now.
They're
what
playing
is the
Buffalo
world?
In the next
Perfect.
Round.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
Habba what?
Les habitants. They're like...
Now I know I hate it.
Because they were the first habitants of New France country, or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So that's their nickname.
Well, they got beat on this call the other day. Now, let's go ahead. Now, for those who missed it, this is Roger doing... tell you what, let's do this. We're going to have some fun. Let's play back-to-back. Let's go American Pharoah and then go your new call. This is Roger. This one may take off. This could maybe take off. American Pharoah. American Pharoah was well produced. He had a big band behind him and an orchestra and all that. So you can tell how clean it is. This one he had to do on short notice. If you don't have it handy, Roger, it's okay. I just thought if you had it handy, you could play it.
Well, and I think it speaks to the talent when you can do something like this on short notice. Not American, yes. Like you said, American Pharoah, a lot of production, which was warranted, and I think deserved. This one, less than 12-hour turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, the American Pharoah was a 100-piece band. It was really impressive.
Yeah. Here we go.
That one that really climbed the charts big time in whatever year that was.
It really did. And, you know, not too much longer.
American Pharoah.
I'm going to have an all equine album.
American Pharoah. Now you're Hall of Fame bound.
Could you retroactive? Could you do the Smarty Jones? Could you go deep into the horse racing history?
He just wrote this song here is about history. This first female ever to win.
That's exactly
so
right.
For your album, what would you say you're going to have a whole?
It'd be the equine. Yeah, what would you call equine? It'd be an equine album. What's another word? What's an alliteration?
Equine.
Equine.
Yeah.
Equine. Okay.
Here we go.
Sing it if you know it. Hold on, wrong one. Hold on, let's pull it up here on 3-2.
By the way, this is Bobby Bear is the version we know.
Bobby Bear.
Marie Laveau.
Way out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right. Another favorite done gone.
She just screamed, yeah, right.
Golden Temple logged near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Everybody, all together, here we go.
She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history. Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Tempo horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap. Another favorite done gone.
Woo!
Great work. Great work.
Thank you, guys.
You know what? It's the equivalent of me. You've seen me square up on some great running backs in the past.
Yeah.
Take them down for a loss.
Roger, it's exactly...
Boom! Yeah. Pow! Yeah. It's going down.
Listen, it's all I can do. I can't hang a floating shelf.
A couple things here.
I hope you enjoy that. We'll post it later.
Incredible.
And just for Buzz subscribers, there's no paywall.
Oh, wow.
Jeff and Hot Springs, let me get through some of our messages here. I got a bunch of them from the Middleton Heat and Air text line. Jeff says, you have to get your Oakland folks to hook you up with that trainer.
Yeah.
Her reaction on air to the song would be solid gold. Yeah, she's going to hear that song.
She's going to hear that song. She's out there somewhere.
She's going to hear that song. It will get there sooner or later. Someone says, you've already missed this. Roger Scott needs to be inducted into the Arkansas Entertainer Hall of Fame.
Please, there's no money in it.
He's not already?
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, man.
Someone says here from the 573, I always thought Bobby Joe's wife experienced the most exciting 2 minutes. Let's see here. Hey, guys, where can I get one of the Morning Mayhem posters? I've already mentioned that one. Let's see here. Hummingbirds are my favorite.
Hummingbirds are cool.
Big yeah, fan. They are.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I don't know how many times we tried to make our own sugar water. Sugar water.
Sugar
yeah.
water.
They're amazing. They're amazing birds. Shout out to the Haskell Fire Department. I mentioned today was National Firefighters Memorial Day. Saturday at the UALR Little Rock game, Corky's had a special you could eat for $15. Wow, it was great. Plus, Trojans won. That's from Charlie Coleman. Charlie Coleman and Tim Glasscock and a few other folks cooked 350 steaks for the fundraiser for the Pfeiffer camp, Kiwanis camp, the other day.
Wow.
We honored Sanford Tallett, who'd been doing it 50 years. And Roger, he was the first black drum major for at Arkansas. There was only 35 black students at the time back in 1971, and he was a drum major, high stepper. Anyway, he's impacted kids for 50 years. Congratulations to his retirement. Keith Jackson, Derek Fisher, all of them have been part of those camps. Yeah, really impressive there. Let's see here. Hudson Hall, the 15-year-old pickleball player from Little Rock. Remember, we interviewed him, Roger, last year.
Oh, yeah.
Won the gold in the 18U division of men doubles this weekend at the PPA Atlanta Pickleball Championship.
Wow.
Salute! What we're going to start doing, Chris, we're going to call it the Champion Salute.
Yes.
The top of the hour. Could be every day. Could be one day a week. If you've got somebody, especially kids, if you've got somebody that does something outstanding.
Remarkable.
Yes. Now, if they just won a weekend game or something, you know, and they, you know, there's a thousand tournaments that go on, you know, within your league.
Right.
But if your team or your player or that does something spectacular, we want to give a champion salute to that.
Shout out. You know what? And over the weekend, I was thinking, I've got some pictures. I want to make sure I post them as well. The only pure.
Say it.
Trash by money and just gummies. Gummies is all it takes. Maybe a soda to go to a little league baseball game. They're not worried about money. They're not talking NIL. They're not doing it.
No.
It's the only pure sport that's left that's not been hit by the NIL or any of that stuff. Just watching those guys. I didn't see any girls, so I say the guys. Just watching those guys out there do that when the coach is going, get out of the dirt! Stop playing in the dirt! I think the banana team, Savannah Bananas, have an influence on some of the players.
You see what happened over the weekend with them?
With who?
Savannah Bananas.
They were playing at Kyle Field
something,
weren't
they? At Kyle Field in front of a record 102,000.
Wow.
Good night,
Taters.
They got it going.
Wow.
Roger, as you talked about the... junior deputy field with thousands of kids. I got to give props to, well, you know him, Zach Dunlap.
Yeah.
He's got Jetway performances or performance where he's got all these kids get to go and learn how to be in a band.
It's like an academy.
Yeah, almost. Like an academy. Yeah, yeah. And Justin and Kate's daughter, Klein, was performing. So I went down there to watch, and Ross and Amy Brown, their best friends, their daughter Chloe was in this thing. And it was impressive. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's all ages. And Roger, you know, back in the day, you used to have to try to... you know, you get your buddies together, try to play in a band. Well, now you've got it built in. We went to the Rev Room, it was packed. It's like, wow, these kids are getting the experience anyway. So you mentioned junior deputy.
Sure.
Good job, Zach. Keep up the good work there. And I'll tell you, Justin's daughter, Klein can sing.
Yeah.
And so can Chloe. But I'm telling you, Klein's got that Justin Moore. You know, and I was telling Roger, the little place where you walk out in front.
She can project that voice out.
The little runway? Walks out into the middle.
The runway.
Yeah, she went up there. She can tell, you know, she's just learning to do all this stuff, and she walks up there.
Not shy.
Yeah, a little shy. But
very cool.
It's very cool. Let's see here. Does Phil close his windows when calling the games? Most announcers do so you cannot hear the crowd. I am not sure. Someone says here, Roger is the horse whisperer. can we get a birthday shout out to Beckett Rimlinger?
Of course.
He's turning 7, and we listen on the way to school every morning. There you go. Happy birthday, Beckett.
Yes.
You have a Beckett, too.
I sure do. Beckett James Scott. He's a 7-year-old baseball player, anyway.
Happy birthday, Beckett. We fish and play golf on the weekends. My youngest is 10. He shot 39 in 9 holes and caught a personal best in bass, 6.5 pounds. It caught 10 over 3 pounds. Pretty good weekend. Good job, young man. Here's one. Let's see. Shout out to the future Cardinals Blue 10 and under girls softball league team. And then, listen. And then, by the way, 77 hours for the hands on the truck. I think is what won.
And don't they get like every hour they get a bathroom break or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Maybe 15
every
minutes.
Hour.
That's what I don't know.
That's excessive.
I could be overstating that. It may be less frequent.
That's excessive.
But they do get a certain amount of breaks. And they do have to stand the whole time, too, I was told. They can't, like, sit down or
Yeah, 77 hours.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is if you lose. You've put all that time and effort into it.
Yeah, the second place has got to feel
worse. Like you come that far. Yeah.
Someone says, speaking of Zach Dunlap, do you know that he was one of the signal play callers for Bobby Petrino back when Bobby was the head coach and used to hold up the signs? Is that right? I didn't think he played football. Did he play football? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Roger, we've met him before.
Yeah, yeah. Zach's been on the show. I'd have to ask him.
RJ says 79 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I tell you what, the bad part about that is spending that whole time and not winning that sucker. All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We got Chris Kane here, brought to you by Trader Bills. May have Pat Bradley coming up a little bit later. Bill Vickery from New York. We got Graffiti, brought to you by Fish Brokers. Ken McCogel, fresh off the big series win over Ole Miss. Somebody said it earlier, I'll take Mike Bianco's World Series over your little series win. You know what? Ours is coming. One of these days, it's coming.
I love sports hate.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so pure.
It is.
So pure.
So pure.
Roger, I'm going to be calling the Hogs at a London pub at 2 o'clock in the morning as the Razorbacks
will are you up. Be eating fish and chips?
I might. All right. Don't go away. 731.
Penn Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices. This is SportsCenter.
It was a big weekend for Arkansas baseball and softball. We'll start in baseball, where the Razorbacks got a series win over the Rebels of Ole Miss, winning Friday's game 12-2 in a 7-inning run rule before losing Saturday 11-4 and winning Sunday on a walk-off 2-run home run from freshman Christian Turner. Here was the call.
The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero! And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year!
Next up for Arkansas is hosting Oklahoma for a three-game series starting on Friday. And softball took 2 out of 3 against Texas in their final regular season series, winning 2-0 on Thursday, 4-3 on Friday before losing 4-1 Saturday. Next up for softball is the SEC tournament. They'll take on the winner of Mississippi State and Kentucky on Wednesday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
There will be a few clouds this morning, then a lot of sunshine, then the clouds will increase later on this afternoon. But all in all, a mostly sunny, warm, and breezy Monday with a high of 82. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly after midnight, with an overnight low around 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Coming up Monday on Out of Bounds, it's a weekend recap brought to you by Fleet Management Services. We'll recap Arkansas Razorbacks baseball versus Ole Miss, get into how that series went, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll see how it all shook out, MLB games, and UFL. Joe Klein will join us. It's all coming up Monday on Out of Bounds, 1-4. 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
How the hell are you?
Wyatt, I am rolling.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
I'm your Huckleberry.
You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed? Stand there and bleed.
Or Daisy, if you do.
You're probably seeing double.
I have two guns. One for each of you.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
What the hell are you doing this for, anyway?
Wide Oak is my friend.
Hell, I got lots of friends.
I don't.
So many. Let's go. Bump, 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 bump. Spinning the records over there. DJ Roger Scott.
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Cheryl Lynn.
Who sings this?
Cheryl Lynn. Oh, Cheryl Lynn, that's right. All right, 7:37. Chris Kane is with us today. Mike Hager just reached out here to the Arkansas State Police, said the recruiting portal is now open for troop school, 2027 troop school. So if that's something you want to do,
yeah,
call, reach out. We'll have a mic on at some point to talk about that.
And shout out Bill Rochelle as well, listening out there. Thanks, Bill.
Saw where the Travelers won yesterday. They beat the Wind Surge. Who is the Wind Surge? What is the Wind Surge? Do you know what the Wind Surge is?
Who'd they beat?
It's the Wichita Wind Surge. I was looking at some of the names, a couple of the players for the Travelers. They've got Charlie Pagliarini, along with Sammy Siana. I mean, they got all kind of cool names over there.
Those guys are about to be made.
You got the NBA playoffs going on.
Yeah, a couple of big series comebacks.
Yeah.
Sixers coming back against the Celtics to win that series down 3-1. And then the Pistons down 3-1 to Orlando, and they came back and won that series.
First time in 18 years, right?
I think there's only been 15 3-1 comebacks in the history of the NBA.
Incredible.
Two of them this year.
We're going to have, we'll try to get on Steve Qualls a little bit later, our NASCAR correspondent. I've been listening. I'm not a big NASCAR guy, but you know what I really enjoy is hearing these guys get mad on the little walkie-talkie things.
Yeah, they're cussing out. It's so good.
It's so good.
It is.
That punk, blankety, I got a vent, Blake. And the guys, the managers or whatever, calm down.
Yeah, focus.
Yeah, focus. 661-1037.
Or just like in one of the clips that Christian's got in the opening where it's Duvall going, I want you to hit the pace car.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want me to do that? Christian, hit every other GD thing out there.
that was a good line.
So just arguing back and forth.
Enjoyed going out to Benton Roger and watching the...
Your baby.
It says 33rd. I think this is the 34th State High School Weightlifting Championship. Let me tell you, there were some heavyweights listed. There was a kid in the one... Where is it at here? In the one, the 220, which is what I was in high school, power clean 350. It's what I clean in college. That is a huge amount of weight.
That's a huge boy.
Anyway, it was so cool to see those kids from all over the state there. Good job, Brad Harris.
Yeah.
And all the staff there at Benton.
Hey, son!
I love the fact that I told Roger, Chris, that Elkins and Mansfield started the school year with a state championship in football. They're both their first, and they end it with a state championship in weightlifting.
Baz, this is the peak for you.
Yeah,
because
you
pushed this, 20 years ago?
30 years ago,
you were saying this has got to be a bigger thing.
Do you think there's a correlation?
Buck James talked about Buck has been one of the biggest advocates for weightlifting his entire career, Hall of Fame coach.
It was fun to see. I know it takes a lot of time and commitment, so Brad and the people of Benton out there, thanks for doing that. I love seeing these kids, and they're going, I'm going to try my personal best today. I'm going to try lifting 185, and maybe you're in the 123 class or whatever, and maybe you don't get, but it inspires you to come back and do more. Boy, that's a nice facility at Benton, by the way. That's it's got baseball, softball, and football. Yeah, by the way, you know who else I saw working out? Who's the stud running back for the Razorbacks that played his high school ball there?
Braylon Russell?
Yeah.
You saw him there?
He was out there training with a guy, and I thought, huh. I mean, spring practice is over with. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. I saw the Marion running back committed over the weekend, right?
Well, Marion committed to Arkansas. We lost the one at Park.
Yeah. But the Marion running back committed to Arkansas, right?
Yeah. You know, is now every time I see these guys that commit, I ask myself, I wonder how much he's getting.
You wonder how much he's getting. I wonder, how long is he staying?
Is he going to make it to campus?
Yeah, exactly.
Will he be there next year?
Yeah. And what they're getting on the Cardinals down at Junior Depre are just some Sour Patch candies. You know, they're not asking for
the last pure form of sport.
It's the last pure form of sport, my friend.
Junior Deputy, right here.
Right there, down
the road.
All
right, so rock artists have never hit number one on the Billboard Top 100. Give me a few that you think.
Springsteen
is number three. Very,
wow,
very good.
Never hit Dancing, number one?
Dancing in the Dark peaked at number two, 1984. So you said, give me another one. The number one is a shocker.
Never made it to number one.
In rock and roll. Number six is a shocker. I mean, it's almost hard for me to believe.
I get a couple of them out of the way to see? Yeah. Elton John, Billy Joel.
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I was thinking of Billy Joel.
I would say almost all of these.
Rick Springfield.
No. Most of the rest of these are groups. Springsteen is the only individual. ABBA's not on here. Think of rock.
AC/DC.
AC/DC is number one.
Oh.
Never made number
one. They never had a number one. How in the world? Okay, I'll give you number two, Black Sabbath.
What?
Yeah, with
Ozzy. They never had...
Ozzy. Springsteen, number three.
Wow.
Green Day, number four. Here's one that I'm shocked at.
What are these metrics?
Well, first of all, having the Sabbath and all those guys and AC/DC never making number one, but they put out such a fan. And again, for me, I may not like anything that they do, but maybe one song. But there's some AC/DC, I don't know what you call them, heads out there. But they obviously rocked, rolled, and partied like crazy and toured and are just
these next two, one
Pantera.
Of them.
Pantera.
One is a group that we hear.
Maroon 5. Pantera didn't
Maroon 5 is not on there. This next one is a group that we hear at a lot of football games, especially up in
Beatles?
In the northern part.
There's
a particular song that's played at football games.
Yeah.
Especially up in Detroit.
In Virginia. Oh, Detroit.
The horse. Brady Bunch? No, Brady Kids? They didn't make number one? I think they made number one. Is it that Horse Part One song you're talking about? It makes
America?
Isn't there a song about a young person that...
Journey.
Journey, that's exactly right. Journey.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Thank you, Christian.
Yes.
Hey, not one number one hit on Journey. Not
that's
one.
That's ridiculous.
Now, here's the next one that's just
that's
crazy.
Surprising.
This will be an easy one. They're still around, but they're all like in their 70s.
Beach Boys.
And they have to wear makeup.
Kiss?
Kiss never had a number one.
Yeah.
Never had a number one. The rest of them, here you go. Led Zeppelin, number seven, A Whole Lot of Love, hit number four, that's it. Metallica, never hit a number one. Nirvana, never hit a number one. And last but not least, this is just this list, Red Hot Chili Peppers, never hit a number one. So how about that? AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Bruce Springsteen. I can't believe Bruce Springsteen never had a number one. But Kiss, in the world. Oh, what's that right there? I thought Metallica, too. I thought Metallica would have. Boom. We'll go to break with this. What is this?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Roger, on this day, 1932, who went down? Who went down in 32 on this day? Because of the end around with the prosecution. They got smart. And they put this guy down in 32.
1930.
Come on. You're an expert in this.
Alphonse.
That's exactly right. Alphonse Al Capone. How'd they get him, Chris?
Tax evasion.
They got him with tax evasion.
Tax evasion.
How about that?
One of the deadliest monsters of all time.
I want that Elliot Ness dead. I want his family dead.
All right. Don't go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, 745.
This is David Basil for my bank.
Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits, and over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Jake Owen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue.
Live in concert.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack and you were Jack.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event Center.
Sunshine.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be alone.
Don't miss Jake Owen live.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Get ready for IFiesta at D3 Auto Sales in Desert, where they'll be celebrating Cinco de Mayo all day on Tuesday, May 5th. Not only will there be huge inventory specials on every vehicle, along with door prizes throughout the day, but also free tacos for everyone who comes by and signs in, courtesy of Tacos a Toda Madre. Bring the entire family. There'll even be a kids' fun zone with games. All previous and new customers are welcome to stop by. And did we mention free tacos for everyone? It's all happening at D3 Auto Sales in Desert on Cinco de Mayo.
Spring is here. Summer's right around the corner. It's get right time, y'all. You want to make the best of your summer and feel great doing it? Get them energy levels up right now. Get your mood in check and ramp up your sex drive. Do it now at Low T Center. Low T Center is the OG, y'all, the pioneer of the TRT game. And they've helped countless of men across the United States get their lives back. As I said, Low T Center is the OG of the TRT game. Part of that is the fact that they have the highest quality testosterone on the market. Pharmaceutical grade, never compounded. It's what we're talking about with Low T Center. Center, you know exactly what's going in your body. All providers are board certified and experts in their field. They know the right questions to ask, the right things to look for in your charts, and the right tests to run to keep your TRT smooth and manage the side effects. Thinking of starting some Orlin, PT-141, NAD+, GLP-1s, or other peptide therapies? Low T Center has a variety to offer you to help with healing, muscle tone, recovery, sleep, weight loss, and even hair and skin quality. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Chevy Retail Group. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Chevy Retail Group, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 1037 The Buzz.
I got about five things. First off, once again, the final way to win the series.
Yeah.
I remember in the fall, I said, can't go very far without freshmen. Can you? You gotta have it. And I'm gonna tell you something else. Sousa had an amazing attack.
Sousa!
And CT had a better one!
That's Van Horn.
Hey, guys, enjoy a couple days off. Enjoy those finals. Get ready for next week.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Coach was been using that. Hawks 1-2-3. And then I tell you who else was great. Courtney Dyfel talking to the Razorback women the other day was great. So, yeah, great weekend when the Razorbacks beat Ole Miss and Texas in men's and women's sports of any kind. And also congrats to the Trojans for winning their series. And so Zach Dunlap was mentioned. I was listening a while back, guys. He goes, it's true. So I was a student assistant and worked with the defense at Arkansas from 2008 to 2010. Actually went to the U of A to be a football coach before I got into music. I came in with Petrino, and there was Mallett's first season when Petrino was really setting the tone for the program. I signaled coverage for the defense. Fun times. How about that?
Bet you he's got
I bet
some
you
stories.
Can tell some story. Oh stories, yeah.
Yeah, two different. The tales of two Petrinos.
Someone says, how can JN have 14 number ones and AC/DC never got one? Two different things. One is country and one is rock and roll.
I'm sure AC/DC has some number one rock hits. But just, not Billboard number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, could, right. Certainly could right. be that.
Oh, yeah. So that's a caveat. Well, that sucks.
Have you guys talked about Carius Kern and high-speed chase with Arkansas State Police? He's the kid, Roger, was the number one player in the state. Doesn't go to Arkansas, goes to LSU this past year. Doesn't play a whole lot. Then when we try to get him in the transfer portal, he goes to Ole Miss. And what's the story on that? Is it something really bad?
What did he do?
Did he go like 1,000 miles an hour? Do you know, Chris?
I'm looking at it right now.
The other one is the Drake Lindsey kid, Roger. You know about him. He was the big 6'5" kid that was the grandkid of... Lindsey.
Legacy, yeah.
Legacy. They didn't offer him the scholarship. He goes to Minnesota, and I think the starting quarterback has done well. He got busted for possession of alcohol and a fake
ID,
yeah.
Well, listen, if you'd like to chase down rogue Arkansans and Razorback players, they are having the Arkansas State Police Training School going on right now. You, too, could chase them down.
Yeah, I almost blurted here, and I almost did too.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Supposed to be a secret? To. We've got secrets going on in here,
so,
people.
Someone said, do smaller schools like UCA give their players NIL money? Let's go to Chris Kane.
So yes, the answer is yes, and it's schools like UCA. When you opt into the revenue sharing, you are now able to have access to more funds that previously, if you don't opt in, you're not privy to. So opting in to the revenue sharing program will allow you to take from, you know, the money games that you see a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like if UCA, we're going to play Florida State this year. That's a money game for UCA. Now we are allowed to take that money from that game that Florida State's paying us to go down and play them
right.
and use that for our NIL program. So you want to talk about putting rocket boosters on your NIL opportunities. We were able to do that this past year and start offering a lot more, which is why we had a great recruiting class in the offseason coming into this next one.
So was it my grandson Rowan won the 9-year-old group Toad Trot at Toad Suck?
There you go.
Salute! Good for him. We're going to be doing the champion salute. We're going to try to do it around 7 o'clock.
Working on a couple of other bits, too.
Yeah.
Where are they now? Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
And Secret Sound.
Secret Sound.
For money. For cash money.
Cash.
That's exactly right. Coming out of somebody's pocket. If you, too, can sponsor these three amazing... You know what? No. We're not even doing that. So, there's no sponsorship.
Can you give me somebody that would be good for Dead or Alive? Up top of your head, people always get confused. They think he's dead or alive. Is there one, Roger?
I got one right now.
Who?
I'll tell you this. The guy that played Ebb on Green Acres. He was on your show.
He was
on your show with you and Tommy and Hanky a few years ago.
Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
But is he alive or dead? We don't know.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead now. But still, so it's going to have to be one of those things where we go around.
Just the absurdity of this question. Of all the things you could have ever asked me, of all the things I could have ever prepared for, coming into the studio this morning to say, hey, is there anyone you could think of that people think, hey, is that person alive or dead? Because, I mean, it just shows you the hamster wheel inside your brain
that is spinning
right now. It's like, hey, is this person alive or dead right now? I've never even thought.
We need to get a list of everybody.
Who's a list of people that people think are dead?
So here, because I'm going to say why my mind. So I stay up till 3:30 last night watching 3.5 hours of the Anne Frank story. I finally got that done. I'm also working on, we're getting ready to honor the Deserving Dozen honorees from both Benton School District and Malvern School District.
Both next week, right?
Both next week.
Take that, Klein.
And we're taking them to Corky's, and thanks to Greg Hatcher and the Twin City Limo and
thank
Corky's.
You, Corky's, yes.
And then obviously Steve Qualls at the Design Lab
we
doing
appreciate
shirts.
You, Qualls.
Can't wait to announce those the honorees, the bus drivers, and the school cafeteria workers. And then also, Roger, I sent the final pictures to D-Mac, Justin Moore, Melinda Mayo, and Kanan and Ginger Sandy.
Let me ask you.
For the
Man Cave.
Best Man Cave contest,
okay.
Yes.
Met a guy yesterday afternoon as I'm getting petroleum, and I've yet to pay $4 for gasoline in Arkansas, but it's right there on the edge of it, getting it done. Anyway, met a guy by the name of Gary Waddle. Yes, like a duck. Waddle like a duck.
Yeah, Gary submitted.
I know.
So I recognize the name.
Well, very good, because he said he didn't know if he was savvy enough. I said, well, let me mention that to Best. 36 years he worked for Middleton Heat and Air. 36 years retired. He said he met you back in the day, maybe getting a haircut or something like that. He said you might not remember. He was shocked. I think maybe at Middleton. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, 36 years retired. Gary Waddle listens to the show. Thank you, Gary.
You know, so what I saw in the 20 to 30 applicants, one was a Razorback themed and one was not.
His was not, from what he told
me. Melinda said, there are some cool ones that you look at and go, I would like going over and hanging out with buddies. And
right.
Now, listen. We didn't have anybody that met reached the threshold of Justin Moore Man Cave, where it's got two-story, and it's got, he's
a pool right outside.
A pool,
the door,
it's nothing's on the level of that, but there were some really cool ones. And then what I thought was interesting, the Razorback theme ones, didn't get a ton of those, but we got some, but they were more personal.
Yeah.
It was almost like, there's a ton of Razorback stuff. We're not going to have 14 TVs out there for that. It's really more coming to my space. Well, I got a cool TV and seat and chairs,
right.
But I got a gazillion, Razorback things out there. So anyway, so we'll be announcing that. Do want to thank all of our sponsors for that, which is
which is also the
great judges too. You had for that as well. I mean that's not easy to judge,
right?
Because you're talking about when you throw out there, okay, who's got the best man cave? Yeah. We talked about this earlier, right?
Yeah.
Best,
right?
That's tough. That is tough.
Coffin by Design West is the presenting sponsor. Yeah. Corky's and Down Home Catering are the other, but Coffin by Design West.
And that was Gary Waddle. I said, so is it Razorback? He goes, no. I did. He has all kinds of things, fishing, hunting, all those sort of things in there. So that is another one of the categories.
It's some like one guy just sent some pictures. He's got a thing. He got a hangar where he's got some planes in there. Just some of them took a lot of effort. Some of them did not. But it was cool to see that. We'll have the winners announced for that. And then, Roger, we're not far from starting working on a summer of adventure. What are we going to do for our summer of adventure?
Well, was it
this
time a year ago that we were? Yeah. That we went. It was Memorial Day last year that we drove down to
Terry Bradshaw's
house. Yeah,
yeah.
That's where it began.
We went to Graceland. We went to St. Louis Ballpark. We did a ton of stuff.
We did a ton of things.
Chris, if you want to go with us, you can.
Well, I need you to slow down a little bit because I texted him about the other day. I just randomly text him every now and then. I go, Touchdown Club this year.
Yeah,
it's not June yet, but in June we have to get our schedules finalized.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm going. I'm working on it.
I looked yesterday when I got Jimmy Johnson. I got Jimmy Johnson on May 23rd last year. So.
Okay. All right.
I did my part in trying to get him to clean up some of the stuff on his list, like finding out through Dan Hampton where I could get my pickle juice. I couldn't find it. It's the greatest elixir ever, but it's gone now.
Thanks to Trader Bills.
Thank you to Trader Bills. Go down to Hot Springs today or the Little Rock location. And by the way, when you think about what you want to do this summer, you want to make memories with the family, spend them on the beautiful lakes and rivers we have in Arkansas on a Trader Bills boat. Go see them today for the best pricing and the best quality guaranteed.
Awesome. All right, CK, Chris Kane, thanks.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.
We go to New York City here in a few minutes and visit with Bill Vickery. That should be interesting.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you